Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Daniela Sartori. Shares of Starbucks getting a jolt today following a surprise announcement that the company has hired the CEO of Chipotle to head the company. So, Daniela, Brian Niccol was credited with revitalizing Chipotle after the chain was facing a backlash over a series of food safety issues. So, what did he do to turn things around?
So a few things, and one of the most important things was increase the focus on technology, you know, the whole thing about mobile ordering, which we now take for granted, but even, you know, as recently as 5 or 6 years ago, wasn't that big of a thing. Another thing that he focused a lot on is what maybe in a very jargony and boring way we call the operations, but really what that means is when you go to the restaurant is, you know, how quickly are you served? Is food hot? Like, are employees running around? All of that have been important elements of him turning around Chipotle. And if you look at the stock price, you know, during his tenure, it's up a ridiculous amount, like something like an absurd number, like 700%.
Is he expected to do the same thing for Starbucks?
That's what investors and analysts are hoping for. He does have a big task at Starbucks. So, you know, just to start, Starbucks is facing a lot of sales pressure here in the U.S., which is its biggest market. Also in China, you know, where the economy has been cooling. It also has the ongoing, you know, bargaining and negotiating with the union. It has two activists right now that reportedly are circling. So he does have a big task. But analysts and investors seem to think that he's up for it. And, you know, that did show today when the stock jumped. And they just point to what he did at Chipotle and what he did at Taco Bell as well before that.
So as a Starbucks customer, what is it that they can expect? Better turnaround? You know, you get your coffee faster, cheaper prices?
That's an excellent question. So one of the important things that Starbucks has to work on right now that Brian did at Chipotle was what we were talking about regarding operations. If you've been to Starbucks lately, it is likely that maybe you have waited a long time for your drinks. Maybe that items have been out of stock. Or that you have seen, you know, baristas kind of running around trying to meet this like huge demand for online orders that really like surged after the pandemic. So that has to be one of the things they have to fix. At the same time, you know, Starbucks has always pitched itself as a place that you can also go for an experience. And so they're also going to be looking for that balance, you know, that balance between the experience, but also getting in and out quickly with consistent quality.
How hard is that? You know, how, I don't want to say how far have they fallen, but how hard is that going to be?
It's tough. And one of the big things, one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that Starbucks is massive. The company has about 16,000 locations in the U.S. A lot of those locations are, you know, in places like grocery stores and airports, which Starbucks doesn't run directly. But, you know, just in terms of the number of stores they have that they run directly, it's about 9,000. And so it's not like the company has not been working to fix that, is that sometimes when they're going to update, you know, some equipment in the stores or put in a new layout, it's a huge footprint. You know, that compares to way fewer stores that Chipotle has. So it is definitely a big challenge for Brian, and he's definitely going to have to step up to the game. But, you know, so far the comments that we have seen have been pretty positive and seem to show that, you know, he's up for the task.
You know, like when a baseball team loses their star player, I mean, what does this mean then for Chipotle?
That's an interesting question. Obviously, it does leave some uncertainty for Chipotle. At the same time, the company has been doing pretty well. And so there's a sense that Brian also set up Chipotle pretty well for what's next. And so, you know, just as Starbucks, for example, is saying that they're losing customers, actually for the past couple of quarters, Chipotle has been saying that they've been gaining customers because they have improved things like operations, you know, to make sure that their restaurants run more smoothly. They've even responded to the criticism about skimping on portions by saying, we're telling our workers not to do that. So it does seem like Chipotle is in a different trajectory from other restaurant companies, including Starbucks.
Would he be bringing his team with him, though?
Oh, that's an excellent question. You know, the news just dropped today, so we're still trying to figure out what's going to happen next. But, you know, he will probably have to go in and make sure that he has the right team at Starbucks to support him in things that maybe he hasn't done as much in Chipotle. A difference between Starbucks and Chipotle is that Starbucks is a far more global company, and Chipotle is not that international. Chipotle is mostly here in the U.S., and they've entered some places like the Middle East and stuff like that. So maybe there'll be an area where he'll need support, but, you know, the pieces are still very much falling into place.
That is Bloomberg's Daniela Satori. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays right here on KCBS at 12:30. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. Comes up at 8 a.m.